Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Yeah. I was going to hashtag yay sports when I... The story about those...
That's a good hashtag. Yay sports is a good hashtag.
It actually is, but I was going to do it when the Blackhawk fans yelling at the black hockey player. Banned for life.
The fans?
Oh, yeah. From their own stadium.
Right.
Yeah. Were they banned for life?
Yep.
Yeah. I heard they weren't.
I read it yesterday. Right.
I heard they got run, but not banned.
It said banned for life, I read yesterday.
Yeah, I heard what Puss heard. Yeah.
How do they enforce that?
I was going to say.
Do they have pictures of those guys at every entrance?
No, it's two couples,
does that
I believe.
Help?
I think this is two couples, and they're right on the glass.
Oh.
And they're just yelling. There's total photos of these four. Right on the glass, yelling at this guy.
So if they're right on the glass, they're obviously like season ticket holders.
Probably, yeah.
So they can find them.
Oh, yeah. They'll know who they are.
They could just go to another arena.
We have the NBC play-by-play description of the scene.
Let's hear it.
But I don't know if we can actually hear anything.
We referenced a few moments ago fans getting under the skin of Devontae Smith-Pelly. This is what it looked
under
like.
Under the skin.
The black
skin.
He had his helmet off, then he goes over to the glass. They were escorted out of the arena, getting involved with Smith-Pelly and players in the penalty box. And they were both giving it to each other, but they started it. Definitely Smith-Pelly, very unhappy.
Thankfully, Devontae kept cool there.
Well, he kept cool. There's a glass right there, but they were dropping N-bombs on the guy.
No.
Well, it was racial, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was not N-bombs.
Oh.
Some other cute
some
term.
Some hardcore.
Other bombs.
Some other racial.
Oh, y'all don't know what they were saying?
No.
Can you say it?
Oh, yeah.
It was about water. What was it about?
Basketball.
Go play basketball?
Just basketball.
They were just yelling basketball.
Yes.
Oh, he should be playing basketball.
Well, that's racist. But
yes.
They were kicked out. I know that.
That's why it was said... that they weren't necessarily banned for life because they didn't drop any N-bombs. They were being racist.
But clever about it.
No.
In their
mind.
Yeah.
Oh, they thought they were clever.
It's like Laura Ingram telling you.
Yeah, more on that.
Yeah, go ahead. Good. She's a piece of crap.
Yes. Well, we knew that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we always knew that.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right, Tyler. Another story here says they were informed they are no longer welcome to attend games at the United Center.
Yep.
Imagine they'll get in.
Yeah, well, got to go to Detroit.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, now you're a Blackhawk fan. You ain't going to Detroit.
Well, if the Blackhawks are playing in
Detroit. Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah,
then they're making the road trip.
Yeah.
They're not banned from that
true.
Arena
that's
yet.
True. That's true. What a horrible human beings.
Yeah, man. It was a good time for a long weekend. I had a good friend go through a breakup. She's been calling me a lot now. Sorry.
Who was it?
She's not going to be calling. Jennifer Aniston.
I know. We talked about this earlier.
I know, I heard.
That's you and I's woman.
Well, I mean.
She called you already?
All weekend.
Well, I was out of town.
I mean, it was late.
I couldn't take the call.
She said that. She said, Mike's not answering the phone. And I was like, well, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I know who you want to call anyways. I answer, baby.
How you doing? She might like younger guys.
Did you explain to Jennifer, that Tyler was with his family this weekend.
I totally threw him under the bus.
He threw him under the bus, yeah.
For sure.
You know, he has a wife and kids.
Yeah, you know his kids are old enough to know who you are, right? She goes, I know, that's why I called.
Yeah. Do you really want to inherit two teenage kids?
Yeah.
Did you tell her that?
No, no, believe me, I wouldn't get cussed.
She said she don't want Brad's either.
She definitely doesn't want Brad's. Yeah. That's such crap, crap.
Speaking of custody,
right.
My son sent me a text yesterday. And it was a little story about Ray Carruth wanting custody of his 18-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Well, he's 18. There's no custody involved when you're 18.
First of all, I had that
question. Oh, this kid's messed up.
Yeah, he's not.
Oh, no, I saw the story. It's horrible. He was shot in utero.
Yes. Right?
So he's premature.
He's messed up.
Right.
Yeah, I've seen photos of this kid.
Yeah, so the mom of the victim, who's the grandma of the boy, is like, hell no. Like, she's not responding to him.
I mean, the reason his 18-year-old son doesn't have a mama is because he killed her.
Right.
Correct. Right?
Yes. And the reason the 18-year-old son's messed up is because he killed her.
Yeah. It's all everything bad in that kid's life is his fault.
Right.
Yep.
And I was under the impression that Ray Carruth is going to be in jail for the rest of his life. No. Is he getting out?
He's up for parole soon.
He's up.
Really? Well, that means he's getting out the first time. Nobody's out the first time.
People think some of this is positioning for him to get out on parole, that he wants to be, you know, show the...
Her mom is the guardian of that kid.
Correct. And she says, hell no.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
Yeah.
She's like, uh-uh.
I'm sorry I killed your mama.
How long has he been in jail now?
19 years.
He should be in there.
Yeah.
The only reason the other guy murdered her, because Ray Carruth paid the guy to do it, so he should be in jail forever, too. Crap.
Right. This happened in, what, 99, 2000?
99, yeah. And the mom of the victim says that, nope, even though he's, like, telling TV stations and print stations that he's tried to make right, he's never apologized to me. He's never made this right in my heart, things. So he will, by my choice, he'll have nothing to do with his son.
Horrible.
Yes. I mean, she's taken care of him for 17 years. Cindy Crawford's 52 today.
Yeah.
And Charles Barkley has a birthday, too. Who's older? The old-fashioned game. Who's older?
Barkley.
It's a push.
Yeah, push.
Is
I'll
it?
Go with push.
Is it a push?
Barkley's 55.
Ah, I should know that.
Who's taller?
Barkley.
Yeah, the round mound.
Maybe Barkley.
Yeah, it is. Yep. And the NBA All-Star Game. Players called it more competitive than usual. I wouldn't know. I mean, if it seemed that way, it was probably like, because it's like a tryout for the Cavs or the Warriors or the next great All-Star team that's a normal team.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So you get a couple guys that haven't played together before.
Yeah,
they get
a
context to try it out.
They're all going to go to Lakers. It's crap.
Test out the chemistry.
Yeah. And the news out of it, I guess, was Fergie's national anthem to start the NBA All-Star game.
Have you heard any of this? It's pretty brutal.
Pretty rough.
Too long.
Too long.
Well, and rough.
And too much her own.
Right.
Oh, say, can you see?
Jazzy. Yeah.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly wailed at the twilight's last gleamer.
It's kind of sexy. All right, shut up.
Yeah, Charles Barkley was on set.
Hang on, you got to hear this. We have the Barkley clip.
Barkley and who else?
And Shaq.
The whole team, yeah.
But somebody's... Here it is. Craig will get it for you. Yeah, Shaq was defending it because he loves Fergie.
He said, oh, it was nice. It was different.
No, it was horrible.
And Charles Barkley what?
Can we talk about Fergie's national anthem? Oh, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that to my Fergie. Leave it alone. Fergie, I love you. It was different. It was sexy. I like
it. Right, it was different.
Leave it alone.
I needed a cigarette after that.
Who's the third guy?
I needed a cigarette.
Was that Kenny?
Kenny or Ernie or somebody.
Yeah, it's Kenny that says, I need a cigarette after that. Right?
No, that's Barkley that says, I need a cigarette.
Oh, it didn't sound like him. Okay,
that's Barkley. He was a little hoarse from the weekend.
Oh, he was. Okay, got it.
I, on the other hand, am done watching the NBA All-Star game because of that.
It was brutal.
Now, some political stuff came out of this because Laura Ingraham, like unsolicited, went out on her show and said, it's always unwise to seek political advice from someone who gets paid $100 million a year to bounce a ball. So people, of course, jumped on that. She's referring to LeBron or Kevin Durant specifically.
And by the way, they were also just crucified, Fox was, because they just showed, people were showing all the right-wing actors and athletes that go on that show. But they're allowed to speak their mind, and right-wing comedians. But left-wing people are not allowed to speak their mind.
Especially if they're bouncing the ball.
Yeah,
especially
shut up and dribble.
Right.
What it was?
Yeah. He should just shut up and dribble, basically. And LeBron had a nice, I thought his response to it was nice. He's like, I won't shut up and dribble because I got these two boys here, his kids. He's like, I want to teach them how to do things the right way.
Right.
You know, and he went on, he's like, whatever her name is, thanks for all the attention.
I love that, whatever her name
is. Yeah, whatever her name is. And I didn't realize, I guess I knew, but I kind of forgot, but the NBA Players Association leader is actually a gal.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, right. And she had a great comment, too. What?
You called her a gal.
A gal.
Which I love it. Yeah. She's abroad.
She's abroad.
She's a dame.
She's a dame. Yeah.
With great gams.
She brings up a good point, though. She says Laura Ingraham has introduced herself to LeBron's 40 million and Kevin Durant's 17 million Twitter followers as intolerant and narrow-minded.
Yeah, well, she is. We always knew that.
We knew that, but now there's a whole...
If you don't know who Laura Ingraham is, most of our listeners probably do, but she's brutally, brutally hardcore. Yeah.
So LeBron handles those things well.
He does. Better than I would if I was that famous. I would say, shut up, bitch.
All right, who's that?
Well, what makes his platform any less than
her? He's famous.
Well, so she.
Well, he plays basketball. That's what I mean. That's why they were trolled by all the right wing. They were shown all these right wing guys, actors, and that go on those shows.
Yeah,
but they're allowed to speak their
mind. Your Scott Baio's, your Ted Nugent's,
all those, right? Yeah.
Well, because they have the right opinion.
That's right.
And if their opinion is correct,
if she'd have been on air in the '90s, I imagine she would have been ripping Michael Jordan for not trying to help take a stand because Jordan avoided that.
Yeah, you're right. He totally avoided it. Right?
He avoided that.
I'm so glad. Yeah, because Republicans buy sneakers too.
Sure. But
that was a different era. We're not Republican Democrat now. We're rest of us.
And Tiger always avoided political talk, too.
Yeah, obviously. Yep. He went golfing with the guy.
Anybody who's loaded down with sponsors tends to avoid.
LeBron doesn't. LeBron's loaded down with sponsors. He speaks his mind. Good for him.
But they don't seem to mind now. It's a different time.
It's a different time, right.
Well, he's also making a whole lot more money from the league.
Yeah, but it's more of a different time. It's so brutal out there. He should speak up.
Well, a lot of the things that he's endorsing are things that if he maintains that point of view, are they going to sell just fine
anyways, really. Right.
And despite the players saying it was the greatest NBA All-Star game ever and it's back and it was on TBS and TNT, the Pro Bowl still got a better
did rating. It really?
Yes, it did.
Unbelievable.
5.9 to 5.1.
That's good.
Yep.
I love that, but it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. You can brag all you want about it. It doesn't make it better, you know.
And, just a reminder, the NFL wins again, which is probably why Peyton Manning was at Daytona this weekend.
Was he really?
He drove the pace car, and he did some TV stuff.
So, I fell asleep during the Daytona 500.
There's some empty seats in Daytona, too, man.
Who won?
The three car.
The three car.
The old three car.
Dylan.
Yeah. One Dylan. Of the Dylans.
Yeah.
And the old three car.
Dylan. Yeah. They yelled out when he won.
I just saw pictures of Aaron Rodgers kissing Danica in the pits.
Yeah, he did.
Before the race.
Why would you kiss her armpits?
And on the face.
Yeah, Jesus. That's weird. After that fire suit and everything? Like, man.
That was before she raced.
Dude's creepy.
Whatever you're into.
Man. Reports are there's a bidding war for a job he might not even want. Peyton Manning, reportedly, we've talked about Monday Night Football, really thinking about throwing $10, $12, $20 million at him to do that. But now Fox is reportedly involved as well because they don't know who their Thursday night team would be. Remember, Fox now has Thursday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
And typically that would be your A team, but Joe Buck's got World Series stuff. Troy Aikman's got Troikman stuff to do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So there's thoughts that that Fox and ESPN are in a bidding war for Peyton Manning. And again, a job that he might not even want.
So they're looking for another number two team. A new number two team.
Kind of, or just their 1A. Yeah, like kind of their 1+ or something. Yep. And with all the talk of the interest being down in the NFL, DirecTV is raising their prices on its Sunday ticket package. It'll be all-time high.
I don't think it's coming back.
Now, most people don't.
The NFL's making it back.
Most people don't pay full price for that anyways.
I do.
You should call.
Call and threaten to cancel. Yeah. They'll knock 50 or 100 bucks off every time.
I hate going through that every year. I know people who do that every year. Threaten to quit.
Yeah.
I'll make one call for 100 bucks.
Yeah, man. I mean,
I'm not paying you 100
20
bucks.
Minutes for 100 bucks.
Oh,
how about
if I
call? I mean, that's how much they'll knock off the price for.
Why can't I call them and say, listen.
I'm going to give you 20 to do it for me.
I've been a loyal customer for 15, 20 years.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
Give a brother a break here.
Right.
I want a free season because I've been a customer for a long time.
Now, I get MLB and NBA, which are really cheap, by the way.
Those should be free.
I know, but they're really cheap. They're cheap compared to the NFL.
Yeah, but...
they give you the hockey pass.
Sunday ticket.
I don't have the hockey one.
Sunday ticket is not cheap.
No, it's not. No.
And there's a reason.
$300 to $400.
Mm-hmm.
In six easy installments.
I don't think the NFL's coming back.
It's amazing how much for the heart. Money that they're doling out for something that nobody watches anymore.
They have no heart for the game.
And will never be back.
They're not students.
I still wish they'd consider some sort of a la carte package. I would imagine they would make a fortune if I could just buy the Bronco game.
Oh, I like that. I do
Sunday.
Think
every
that
Sunday.
You should be able to buy the team you want.
Yeah.
Right. It would make a difference.
Or like the Bronco pass or whatever. I mean, whatever, man.
But they're never going to do that. Because if your team's on national TV, you're not going to buy it then.
Yeah. The Bronco pass is called moving to Denver.
They're on a lot locally, actually, too. So it kind of works out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it was $10 a game, even that much. $150, $160 bucks for just your team.
Right.
I'd do that.
And if Fox lands Peyton Manning, more bad news for ESPN. I mean, they lost, you know, they've been trimming hundreds of millions of dollars in salary. Their programming is sketchy at best. It's very NBA-centric these days.
Get rid of McDonough?
Their leadership is one of their best leaders is out on alcoholism. McDonough reportedly could be on the chopping block if they hire Peyton Manning and he wants to work with someone else.
You had to mean alcoholism. Who are you talking about? Oh, the guy that quit
ESPN.
Oh, that was a drug of choice, alcoholism?
I think it was, those and pills, reportedly, allegedly.
Who's that?
The guy that ran ESPN.
John Skipper, I think was his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
The head of.
Now, when I think of the NFL draft, and I love the NFL draft, and I've been a nerd for it for a long time, and ESPN has always covered it heavily. It was just one of those things they got in early on, and they just kind of made it their own.
Yep.
Fox is now going to broadcast the draft because they have the Thursday night rights. It kind of came as a package.
So the ESPN's not going to do it?
Well, ESPN.
So the ESPN, Fox, and NFL Network are all going to have three different NFL draft shows?
Fox is going to simulcast NFL Network.
Got it.
Is what they're going to do.
Okay.
And NFL Network's already been taking chunks of ESPN's little pie on that. And the draft ratings are great for the first and second round. Don't forget that.
They are.
But does ESPN still have Mel Kiper? And who's the other guy? Todd McShay.
Todd McShay, they do. Yes, they do.
But they don't have Gruden this year.
But now they have a network.
That's right. Gruden's coach.
Gruden's always fun.
Now they have a network, like a three-letter network broadcasting the draft as opposed to,
I don't think it's coming back, the NFL. Yeah. People aren't playing it anymore. Nobody's playing the game.
No, a lot of those college guys who played just for the love of the game, they don't want to play in the NFL.
No, they don't.
They don't want to play for that money.
They refuse to.
Trying to sort through this here. Sorry.
I don't want to be associated with a league that disrespects soldiers.
That's right.
A lot of people have that
big
problem.
Big time. So, Fergie did that yesterday.
Yeah.
2 days ago.
I'd be surprised if anybody gets drafted this time around.
Yeah.
Truly. Yeah. I'm watching this story kind of interestingly. It's not huge news. Brian Cushing was released by the Texans. Now, you don't know who Brian Cushing is. He's a good linebacker. He started most of the games where he's available to play, but he's often not available to play because he's suspended for PED
use.
That's
right. He's a roid guy.
Right. This is a two-time
cheater. He takes the same stuff that Russian curlers take. Yeah.
His own teammates have said, Cush was always juiced.
He's got a freaking tail.
He's always juiced, right? So he's been released. He's only been in the league 9 years, I think. 9 years. So I'm interested to see if somebody signs him up.
You mentioned juice. There's a great line you'll watch push in the show Divorce. You don't need to watch the show to get the joke. They're showing this girl around the country club, and there's a juice bar over there. She goes, oh, they got juice. And she goes, oh, yeah, they allowed them in 3 years ago. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but that was a line. What a great line. Oh, yeah. And she goes, oh, yeah, about time. They allowed them in 3 years ago.
It's just this story speaks to the kind of
hang on here.
I apologize to the Jews.
The Jews. You know, because if a guy was a two-time drug offender, or a two-time DUI,
he's smoking weed, man.
Everyone's going to be talking about if it was a brother from something like this guy doesn't fit in a locker room, he doesn't fit into the NFL system, that stuff. And this guy has cheated twice, missed 10 games last year. Somebody will sign him up.
Sure. That's a testament to how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
How much crap. Good. Yeah, they'll put up with his crap because he's that good.
We can deal with roid rage.
It's not weed. It's not weed.
At least it's not weed. Tim Tebow's 30 years old. We know that. And as many minor league 30-year-olds get, he's getting the chance to be with the big league club. That actually never happens. It just happens to Tim Tebow at 30 years old.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's stupid. Yeah. And I read a story about the New York Met fans aren't buying this crap. I mean, they'll go see it because I'm talking about the actual team's
fans.
It's taking away stuff that they really need to concentrate on winning baseball games, not sign some 30-year-old Kreister.
They're not very good either.
No, they're not.
And they're familiar with Tebow from his time with the Jets, which I kind of forget about sometimes.
Oh, that's right.
But the GM of the Mets says that, look, they're putting him with this big league club. They're putting him in that camp, the spring training camp.
30 years old.
At 30 years old. Because they think if he is going to accelerate to the level, which now the GM is saying, I think he will be in the big leagues. But they think that this is the fastest way for him to do that. Or sell some tickets at spring training.
That'll be it. Yeah.
That might be the idea. When do pitchers and catchers report?
They have reported. They're already there. Everybody be there.
I'm watching the Pirates and the Twins about a month from now.
Warm thoughts.
Right. Yeah. When does everybody report?
They're all there now, I believe, this week.
I think this week fills it out, yep. And hopefully Tim was not watching the Olympics last night. I did not see this live, but I hope he covered his eyes as a French ice dancer.
Yeah, we tweeted this out.
Yeah, lost her top a little bit, and there was all sorts of side boob.
That was
stuff.
Sunday night.
Was that Sunday?
Did you see Nip in that video you put out?
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, this is from Deadspin, so you can see the unedited Nip slip.
Yep.
And people are giving NBC crap because apparently they kept showing replays of it, too.
It's a nipple. But my kids were watching.
Yeah, and I said, Tim Tebow might have been watching.
There's a great can out there. Check it out. Can slipped out. A French can, too, by the way. They're different.
And do you know who's dominating in the Winter Olympics?
Norway.
They always do.
We all expect it.
They're always in the top five or three because it's Norway. But
Norway, Germany, Canada.
Yeah, yeah.
USA probably done because snowboarding is over.
Exactly.
That's what they're good at.
So is my viewing then.
What was that?
I said if snowboarding's over, then so is my viewing.
Yeah. Snowboarding's over there. All right. I'm not really watching much, but whatever. I'll tune in once. I actually avoid. I'll go down. There's got to be something else. There's House Hunters Phoenix, you know.
Yeah. Just throw it on the side TV, on the side piece.
Yeah, on the side piece.
Yeah, speaking of side piece, I'll tell Jennifer you'd say hi. But
damn it.
Yeah.
You already scooped that up, huh? Damn it.
She called me.
She called you, Eric, and I wasn't around. Got to pick up those unwanted L.A. number. I know the area code. Uh-huh. I should have picked it up. Uh-huh. I was a telemarketer. No, that's okay. Craig and I are fighting over Julie Bowen now. So I still got that going. Unless Craig's talking to her.
You got a lot of pans on the oven, man.
I do.
And me and Puss fighting over Bristol Palin.
Y'all can have it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a fight.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.